to overthrow suppression and make ourselves heard till they finally get the message. And let them know the power of the people is a weapon they don't wanna fuck with unless they down for Armageddon. Can't waste another second, I'ma fight until the evil deceased. Stay online trying to take away your freedom of speech. You don't fit the narrative or keep the people asleep. You get your platform stripped for deceiving the weak. It's fucked up, and honestly we gotta make a change. The freedoms that we have are all at stake, cause the currency inflates. They season every dollar in your bank just for questioning the power that's in place. They got us in restraints, but they will never censor me. Best believe I'ma fight till I rest in peace. Yes indeed, the slave ship isn't for me. I'd rather die on my feet than to live on my knees.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, guess where you're at? This is Cushion Coffee, the place you probably don't want to be, especially if you follow normal trends. Yeesh. I'm not entirely sure what's happening anymore. And I'm a poet and didn't even know it. That's right. Who knows what the fuck is happening? Because I don't know what's happening. I don't see in history class, current events was never, I don't know, was never something that I wanted to do. Whenever the teacher assigned us current events, we were all like, oh, what the fuck is this? Like, current events. Like, there was phones and computers and stuff, but, like, you couldn't, you know, download 15 different news apps at that time yet. I don't even remember anymore. There's a whole lot of weed in between then and now. But we would have to cut out news articles and present it that way. I don't know. Maybe it was the format, but I'm not big on the latest outrage. I'm not big on it. I'm just not big on jumping on the latest outrage. I understand death happens and tragedy happens, and I've experienced a lot of death and tragedy in my life. So trust me if it's anyone who understands, it's me. However, here on this platform, this little small section of media that no one listens to, that's not what we're going to do. But what we are going to do, I'm going to light this cone here real quick. And I'm just, I like to find articles and point out things that are, that's like, what? This would never fucking happen 10 years ago, 5 years ago. This is about Pfizer says 3 COVID shots protect children under 5. 3 COVID shots protect children under 5. Safe and effective, right? This is May 23rd, 2020, just a couple days ago. 3 doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine offer strong protection for children under 5. The company announced Monday another step towards shots for the littlest kids, possibly beginning in early summer. Doesn't this sound familiar? Pfizer plans to submit the findings to U.S. regulators later this week. The Food and Drug Administration already is evaluating an application by rival Moderna to offer 2-dose vaccinations to tots. Oh, the competition is getting fierce out there in the vaccinate babies market. And to set June 15th as a tentative date for its independent scientific advisors to publicly debate the data from one or both companies. Publicly debate the data from one or both companies is fine. How about, can we have a third party, maybe an outlier, someone asking for the negative? Because all they're going to be shouting out at each other is positive v positive, you know. There's no way they're going to go negative v negative. That's bad for business, my friend. You know, you always think about what's good for business. And the news comes after months of anxious waiting by parents, desperate parents, sad, alone, terrified, extremely terrified and desperate parents, terrified to vaccinate their babies. Toddlers and preschoolers, especially as COVID-19 cases are again once on the rise. The 18 million youngsters under 5 are the only group in the U.S. not yet eligible for COVID-19 vaccine. What a fucking tragedy. Pfizer has had a bumpy time. Oh, that's not the end of the sentence. I thought it was. I honestly thought that was the end of the article, but it's not. Pfizer has had a bumpy time figuring out its approach. It aims to give tots an extra low dose, just 1/10 of the amount adults receive, but discovered during its trial, its non-human clinical trial, that two shots didn't seem quite strong enough for preschoolers. So researchers gave a third shot to more than 1,600 youngsters from ages 6 months to 4 years. During the winter surge of the Omicron variant. So, researchers gave a third shot to more than 1,600 youngsters from age 6 to 4 years during the winter surge. When did researchers do this? And where did they do this? Where's the link to this study? You did this on American babies? So it's just weird to me how it's not even a fucking article. It's literally a headline. It's a headline and then three paragraphs. That's all you got. If you ever wanted more than that, you're sorely fucking mistaken coming out of the Associated Press, I suppose. I suppose that's all the article was. That's it. That's the entire fucking article. Barely took up 10 minutes. I mean, there's other links and shit, but like, I just feel like nobody actually reads this shit. Because, like, you're going to tell me a rational group of 300 million fucking people read this article. So researchers gave a third shot to more than 1,600 youngsters from ages 6 to 4 years. And no one's going to question that. Right. That's because it didn't go under the review of 300 million rational viewers. It didn't. It went under the view of probably barely a million people. I mean, as far as who scrolled and read the fucking headline and just started parroting and regurgitating the bullshit headlines that they see, I mean, that's entirely, you know, you can't attach statistics to that. You can't measure that. You can't gauge that level of ridiculous fucking bullshit. Right? So Pfizer has had a bumpy time. That's a link. I like that link. I want to see them have a bumpy time. Right? Let's click on this link. Brings me directly to a December 17th article, 2021. And it just goes further into just how fucked y'all are. Y'all. Me, I guess too, whatever, everybody. It's everybody. Like, how do we allow something? This would have never, when I was growing up in school, it literally, we were putting pressure on companies that were testing animals, and the thought of a human clinical trial was, I mean, for something like this, is like, you know, you thought you would never think that would, you know, and then something like that happens, and then you're like, all right, well, maybe for the greater good, and some adults can do it, right? Some adults, whatever, some martyrs, victims, however, whatever have you, they die from the vaccine, they die from COVID, and then then we all figure out what's happening. Then we protect ourselves, right? Right. So why do we have to test children? Why do we have to vaccinate children? Why do we have to test human clinical test trials on fucking babies? Like, what is that? Pfizer tests COVID shot for kids under 5 in setback. December 17th, 2021. Pfizer said Friday it was changing plans and testing 3 doses of its COVID-19 vaccine in babies and preschoolers after the usual 2 shots didn't appear strong enough for some of the children. Notice how we're not talking about death. Notice how they're just talking, they're just openly fucking talking about testing on babies. Is it me? That's what it says. I mean, it says it. It was changing plans and testing 3 doses of its COVID-19 vaccine in babies and preschoolers after the usual 2 shots didn't appear to be strong enough. Pfizer announced the change after a preliminary analysis found 2 to 4-year-olds didn't have as strong an immune response as expected to the very low dose shots the company is testing in the youngest children. The company is testing in the youngest children. I mean, the company is testing in its youngest children. Testing in its youngest children. Do I have to say it again? How many times I gotta fucking say it? Oh, I'm sure I could say it until I'm blue in the face. No one's gonna fucking. I mean, it's not. This is ridiculous. So we choose to be outraged about one thing. However, allow the clinical trial testing of babies to just happen? Is it me? I would really love for someone to read what I'm reading and tell me that they're not testing this shit on babies. Because it fucking says it. It says that they are. Here's the terrified families again. It's disappointing news for families anxious to vaccinate their tots. Anxious, you have anxiety to vaccinate your fucking child. Anxiety. Anxiety. I suffer from anxiety, so I understand. But to vaccinate your child? For a cold? I mean, it's one thing, you know, measles, mumps, rubella, I'm with it. MMR shots, I'm with the, you know, I'm with it. Polio shots, I'm with it. The common cold, my friend, come on. Come on. Where do you fucking draw the line? It's the fucking sniffles, dog. It's the sniffles. Like, I had COVID. I know many people who's had it. I mean, we're not even going to talk about it. So, Pfizer and its partner BioNTech said if the 3-dose study is successful, they plan to apply for emergency authorization sometime in the first half of 2022. Obviously, they're not applying for emergency authorization. A kid-sized version of Pfizer's vaccine already is available from 5 to 11-year-olds, one that's a third of the dose given to everyone else 12 and older. That makes no fucking sense. No sense. That's so corporate. Everyone 5 to 11 gets one and 12 on gets the... For children, this... That's it. That's your only deciding factor is a number. That's it. That's your only deciding factor. Not anything the fuck. Nothing else. That's it. Is it? For children younger than 5, Pfizer is testing an even smaller dose. Just 3 micrograms or a tenth of the adult dose. Or feed your child properly. Give them the proper vitamins, or be a decent person. Why is it required that you have to get your child vaccinated for the common cold? Or we can just turn our heads to Mr. Dr. Malone and hear what he has to say, you know? Hello, Dr. Malone.
Well, hello, Anthony.
How are you?
I'm great.
Thanks. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem.
So you said COVID-19 is treatable and preventable with vitamin D. in a article with Epoch News or Epoch Times.
Yes, I did, Anthony.
Oh, that's great. That's great. COVID-19 can be treated and prevented with vitamin D. Huh. Never saw that one coming. According to the pioneer mRNA vaccine technology and president of the Global COVID Summit, Dr. Robert Malone. I've heard this guy talk, and he's not the one to to question and fuck around with, only because man obviously knows what he's talking about. I had to stop the podcast multiple times. Not mine, obviously. Someone else's that I'm not going to talk about. I had to stop his podcast multiple times while he was talking to look shit up. Not like fact checking him, but just like vocabulary and just like medical terminology and shit like that. I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. You need to calm down. Vitamin D, huh? You can fight a biological virus with a natural vitamin slash hormone. I'm getting more and more convinced that vitamin D is a hormone rather than a vitamin, which is not, you know. Quote, there are virtually no deaths from this disease in people who have vitamin D levels in their blood above 50 milliliters, nanograms per milliliter. 50 nanograms per milliliter. There it is. There's actually many studies out now, including double-blind randomized placebo-controlled trials. In a 2021 meta-analysis study published in the peer-reviewed journal Nutrients found that there was strong evidence that low D3 is a predictor rather than just a side effect of the COVID-19 infection. And suggested a serum vitamin D level above 50 nanograms per milliliter to prevent or mitigate new outbreaks due to escape mutations or decreasing antibody activity. Malone explains that 50 nanograms per milliliter of vitamin D seems to be the threshold where there's big change in mortality. Those are big words. You know, according to the data he and other frontline doctors have looked at, 50 ng/mL seems to be the cutoff where the curve goes from one to another. And when you get above that, it appears that virtually there is no mortality from COVID-19. Virtually. See, I like to, just because I like this person doesn't mean that they're not subject to scrutiny. Because when you say something like virtually, there is no mortality. Virtually. What does virtually mean? Because when you start adding in words and shit like that into what you're saying, you're like, almost entirely, nearly, which means that there's the possibility of death. If you're using D3, there's always a possibility, I suppose. But everyone's dying. Everyone's subject to it, you know. Yeah, just because I like you. Anyway, let's see here. It's better than taking a fucking vaccine for it, right? I mean, it's a natural vitamin. Hey, let's go natural first before unnatural. Imagine that. Allergies have been kicking my ass. I mean, like, totally beating me the fuck out. My throat is dry. My eyes are all fucked up. Sure, this weed is not helping. Excuse me. I need a cough button. I don't care. Y'all are going to just have to suffer. I don't have the technology. I don't have the donations or the patrons. For better technology. Not yet, at least. We're getting there, my friend. Let's see here. Other studies have shown that vitamin D has important functions beyond just bone health, which include regulating immune function and inflammation. Yeah, that's a good one. As early as 2010, which is so long ago, a randomized double-blind control trial from Japan examining the impact of vitamin D supplementation on the occurrence of seasonal influenza A in children aged 6 to 15 between December 08 and March 09. Quote, showed a significant preventative effect against influenza A, unquote. Quote, influenza A occurred in 18 of 167 of children in the vitamin D3 group compared with 31 of 167 children in the placebo group. In children with a previous diagnosis of asthma, asthma attacks as a secondary outcome occurred in 2 children receiving vitamin D3 compared with 12 children receiving placebo. The participants received 1,200 international units of vitamin D3 daily, with no serious adverse effects or a placebo. even if it doesn't fucking help with COVID, like, there's no serious adverse effects, and you probably helped yourself in another way. With COVID-19, the fat-soluble vitamin or hormone has been found, I just said that, or hormone has been found to prevent the disease and reduce mortality and admission to the intensive care unit. People deficient in vitamin D were also found to be 14 times more likely to have severe or critical COVID-19, according to an Israeli study.
There you go.
Regardless of the growing evidence of the effectiveness of vitamin D, the National Institutes of Health does not recommend it for COVID-19 because they claim there's not enough data.
That's true. I mean, there's a link here, and it brings me straight to NIH, and it does. It says there's not enough data to prove it, and they have their data to prove that. So, like, whatever.
I'm more inclined to believe Dr. Malone than the NIH, I'll be honest with you. Because the unfortunate part about information is that it's no longer, I don't know. See, half-truths are the best lies. Because the truth is already in it. So, see here. There is insufficient evidence to recommend either for or against the use of vitamin D for the prevention or treatment of COVID-19. The Federal Medical Research Agency wrote, citing only a small Brazilian study that found no significant difference in the length of hospital stay between the vitamin D group and the placebo. About 240 hospitalized patients with moderate or severe COVID-19 were given either a single large dose of 200,000 international units of vitamin D or a placebo. Researchers said that their findings did not support the use of a high dose of vitamin D3 for treatment of moderate to severe COVID-19. I mean, and this is why objective journalism is important, because you need both sides. Like, there was multiple paragraphs of how vitamin D works. And then there is two very thick paragraphs with links and stuff that go against it. But I mean, the evidence for them is, I mean, it's marginal at best, but it's there. The NIH did mention that the study had several limitations due to its small sample size, enrollment of participants with a variety of comorbidities and concomitant medications. Concomitant. All right. back to Webster. We're going to delete virtually. What the fuck is that? Where is that word again? Concomitant. Concomitant.
accompanying, especially in a subordinate or incidental way. Interesting. Participants with a variety of comorbidities and concomitant medications, comma, end quote, and the, quote, time between symptom onset and randomization was relatively long, comma, with patients randomized at a mean of 10.3 days after symptom onset. The NIH has not updated its recommendation since April 21, 2021. That's hurting my fucking brain. And did not respond to the Epoch Times inquiry on whether it will make an update as more trials have been published. The CDC has also not issued guidance to encourage vitamin D intake. Interesting. Well, you're missing a comma there, friend. I mean, I'm not one to defend the CDC. However, you are missing a comma. The CDC has also not issued guidance to encourage vitamin D intake, comma, for COVID in its, quote, how to protect yourself and others, unquote, webpage. The CDC only recommends getting with COVID-19 infections. Wearing a well-fitted mask, staying 6 feet away, and testing, among other things. So, I mean, there's that. There's that. There's no reason why you shouldn't be taking any of these vitamins. So if you're just a naturally healthy person, a healthy adult human being with no underlying diseases or comorbidities or whatever the fuck else, you're probably fine, right? That's been the narrative for the last year and a half, for me at least. You're fine. You're fine. It's only when you're old, frail, and sick. So, just like I said the other day, stay away from sick people and fucking babies. It's easy. We've been dealing with the flu for fucking hundreds of years. Pandemics and epidemics every year or two. It goes on a little bit, a little further reinforcement. Discovery of vitamin D for influenza. See, I wasn't med school in the traditional way of saying med school is for people that went to med school for doctors. You know what I'm saying? Technically, if you want to get technical, it's a allied health school. I went to an allied health school for medical assisting. And I loved it. I loved every fucking second of it. And I loved the medical terminology part of it. And we did study coronaviruses, and that was actually a large part of it, because there was a big debate in class about the flu shot itself and how people were against it. And I, naturally against it, knowing that it's just useless for healthy adults, you know, it's just useless. So because of that debate, we were all pretty well versed on coronaviruses, where they come from and like all this other shit, you know, like so I'll tell you what I know about it. The common cold, influenza A, COVID, they're all relatively the same. Just how a cat and a skunk are relatively the same. They're relatives of each other. They're both feline animals. The coronaviruses are all coronaviruses, but they're all different in nature, obviously, right? So, but the thing is with coronaviruses is that influenza A can turn into influenza B, And there are hundreds of variants of influenza A and hundreds of variants of influenza B. Now, if you have influenza A and any one of its variants, you can't catch another coronavirus in within influenza A's category. This is how I remember it. But you can still catch, say, the cold, a sinus infection, upper respiratory infection, some type of other coronavirus that has some different protein signature. But you can catch that. So you can catch the flu and then some other cold, and you can technically, depending on your exposure, you can just stay sick with flu-like symptoms for upwards of a year, depending on the types of exposure you have. How does it mutate? Well, it mutates through us because we're its host. An immune system beats the shit out of it, and they're like, whoa, all right, we need to get the fuck out of here. But since this human kicked our ass, we're going to change to fight the next immune system. It's all right, we're out. Now we're different. We're going to infect someone else's immune system. And we got our asses kicked again. So now we're going to change again. Let's get the fuck out of here. Sorry, we got to change the tactics. We're getting our asses kicked. So then they enter another immune system. And guess what happens? If you're entering immune systems that are healthy, you're going to get your ass kicked. It doesn't matter how you've changed. Because that's the point of being a human on Earth with coronaviruses that have been circulating probably for longer than we've been around. It's literally called being a biological entity on our planet. It's what you signed up for unwillingly. That's the unfortunate nature of being on our planet. We just have natural diseases and all these viruses and illnesses and all this shit circulating fuck around. It probably shouldn't be, but I mean, hey, you know, who am I? Who am I? Just some random fucking guy. Just, you know what I'm saying? But no, here's the thing is like, so for example, if the virus keeps getting its ass kicked all the time and it makes its way halfway around the fucking world and then comes back around, it's now like, and it's changed 150, 250 times. It's no longer COVID. It's no longer COVID. That's something else. That's flu D or E or G or whatever the fuck. It's something else because it now has a different signature. It's a whole different DNA strand, completely top to bottom. And so what we're seeing is everyone being like, "Oh my God, I got COVID again." It's like, well, that's just what they're calling it, COVID again. That's what they're calling it. It's not actually COVID. It's like the circulated and done been circulated, dialed down version of COVID. We call that the common fucking cold because there are so many hundreds of thousands of strains and variants of the common cold that we can't. You know, you could literally have a COVID or a coronavirus outbreak every 4 fucking hours. It's just there's so many people in our society now, and like the chances of it circulating. I mean, like there's almost 9 million people in Jersey. You know, 9 million fucking people. That's a lot of people. That's like a fuck ton of people, man. You know? So, one dude sneezes in a room full of 9 million fucking people. You know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,000 people are going to get sick pretty much automatically. Right? Because if you're in a giant room of 9 million people and you're just out there getting everyone sick, you know, and Oh, that's the thing about asymptomatic carriers. Those were the killers. Watch out for the that's why you had to test everybody. The asymptomatic people. What does asymptomatic mean? It's non-symptomatic. You know what that means? Completely fucking healthy. Non-symptomatic. Oh, but you can still spread it and stuff like that. I mean, if you're not blowing fucking snot and sneezing everywhere, I mean, and you're a generally decent fucking person, you wash your hands and you throw on some hand sanitizer every so often, and you did everything you did pre-pandemic, you'd be fucking fine. And even if you didn't, you'd get the sniffles, you laid up for 2 weeks, and it's just your ass gets kicked. Anyone who's the flu is way fucking worse. The flu beat the shit out of me. I had it terrible. COVID had me on sniffles. Son, I beat COVID in like fucking 70 something hours because everybody else was timing it. I was like, fuck it, I'll time it too. Let's rock. Something like that. I don't know. But let's continue here. This I went off on a little tangent. So yeah, at least now that I have a little structure, my tangents can make a little more sense, and I can stay on track. You know, in addition to sunlight, you can also get vitamin D from various foods, including certain fish and mushrooms. Vitamin D's positive impact on the immune system, particularly in terms of infection prevention, was first discovered in 2006, according to Malone. Quote, I had a call out of the blue from a physician, an older retired physician, who was an army doc. He used to work for the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences, has intelligence community ties, and he was a longstanding DOD researcher in the area of respiratory disease, particularly influenza. Quote, Malone said, he added, to the DND, they have not forggotten about H1N1 in 1918 because there's a strong case to be made. It was actually the soldiers coming back from the trenches that brought that virus with them into North America. So the morbidity and mortality associated with influenza is near and dear to the DOD's heart and has been for decades. Malone said that the DOD researcher was involved in a study in the mid-2000s analyzing the morbidity and mortality records from the Department of Defense's health system for warfighters to determine what cofactors differentiated those debilitated by influenza from those who simply shrugged it off and continued to function. Quote, what he discovered was clear. Statistically rigorous proof that vitamin D levels explain those differences, Malone said, adding that the researcher was told by his superiors to present the data to Dr. Anthony Fauci. Fauci, appointed as the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease in 1984, is in charge of coordinating research to prevent, diagnose, and treat infectious diseases, immune-related ailments, and allergies. Quote, the story he tells me is that he was assigned to go visit Dr. Fauci, and he met with Dr. Fauci presenting the data, thinking he's going to get a job well done soldier. This is important information. We're going to invest all kinds of money and promote vitamin D based on your exceptional work and findings of your team, unquote, Malone said. Instead, what he got told by Tony Fauci for relating the story to me was the phrase, we don't use drugs to treat influenza. We treat influenza with vaccines only. And with that, it died. Fauci did not respond to the Epoch Time request for comment by press time. Throughout the pandemic, Fauci's message on how to prevent COVID-19 for the most part has been in line with CDC's guidelines. But on September 9th, 2020, he recommended vitamin D and C for immune health during an Instagram live interview with actress Jennifer Garner. So, if a child is if a child is deficient, there are two vitamins among the many. For example, if you are deficient in vitamin D, that does have an impact on your susceptibility to infection. So I would not mind recommending, and I do it myself, taking vitamin D supplement. Fauci said in response to a question on what mothers could do to boost their child's immune system. He also recommended giving vitamin C supplements as it is a good antioxidant. Fauci would also share in an email several days later of the 6,000 international units of vitamin D per day he was taking to carry Zhelt, the head of innovation at Graphene flagship Zhelt, then forwarded his email exchange with Fauci to John Campbell, whatever, a retired nurse educator who shared it on his YouTube channel. There it is. According to Malone, vitamin D at sufficient levels is necessary to support the health, particularly of your T-cell population. T-cells have two basic functions. They coordinate the immune response and kill virus-infected cells. Researchers from Denmark knew in 2010 that vitamin D was essential for activating our immune system defenses, and without it, the immune system's killer T-cells would not be able to react to and fight off serious diseases in the body. When a T-cell is exposed to a foreign pathogen, it extends a signaling device or antenna known as a vitamin D receptor, with which it searches for vitamin D. Dr. Carsten Geisler, professor of the Department of International Health, Immunology, and Microbiology at the University of Copenhagen, said in a press release. This means that the T cell must have vitamin D, or activation of the cell will cease. If the T cells cannot find enough vitamin D in the blood, they won't even begin to mobilize, he added. Vitamin D deficiency affects over 1 billion people worldwide, including 42% of Americans. Ha! With darker complexion having a higher risk of vitamin D deficiencies. 82% of Blacks and 69% of Latinos have inadequate levels. Malone says it is important that people don't self-administer vitamin D before talking to their doctor and getting a simple blood test done to measure the levels of vitamin D in their blood. It is important to get your blood levels tested, Malone said. You can get toxic from too much vitamin D, and different people absorb vitamin D at different levels. Vitamin D toxicity, a rare condition, causes an accumulation of calcium in your blood and may cause symptoms that include nausea, vomiting, loss of appetite, weakness, and high blood pressure. Kidney failure may later occur if calcium deposited in the organs. Treatment involved stopping the supplements and giving intravenous fluids and certain drugs. Similar to Malone, Dr. Dennis Walker, a radiologist, says that people taking vitamin D supplements should get their vitamin D levels checked 6 to 8 weeks after beginning their supplement, adding that, quote, for every 500 international units of D3, consider 100 micrograms of K2, as vitamin K2 helps ensure calcium transported by the vitamin D is absorbed by bones rather than deposited in the arteries. Yeah, I'm sure that transportation system is quite fucking important. And there, that's what that is. I have always supported vitamin intake, obviously. I was always taught to let your body fight whatever infection or whatever came your way. Reduce the amount of antibiotics you take. We don't even know yet if antibiotics are generational, because if you take antibiotics a lot, that inherently lowers your immune system. So every time you get an infection, if you don't let your body at least have a chance at fighting it, your body's never going to learn anything. So, and then say you have children. And these children are, who knows, you know, like maybe they're okay, maybe they're not. And then they follow the same process. Every time they get an infection, they take antibiotics, whether they need it or not. And then, you know, follow the genesis, 2, 3, 4 generations later, you have people that are dropping dead from COVID 25. You know, it just so if vitamin D, the talk, big talk, all this big talk about vitamin D, and then you got to stay inside. Stay inside saves lives, right? Staying inside, not going in your backyard and having a good fucking time. But yeah, I mean, that was the end of the articles. I mean, I hope y'all had a good time. I always have a good time up on this motherfucker. Y'all have a great day. Stay lifted. Mind the bullshit. Yeah, you know. Do your thing. Cushion coffee.